بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And جزاكم الله خير for joining us for day 3 of Little Ramadan Reminders. Today we'll be talking about tawakkul, what it means and how we implement it in our lives. The topic of tawakkul is a very core part of being a believer, of being a Muslim. It is mentioned throughout the Quran, and it is a very important, it has been discussed throughout the books of tafsir and the books of fiqh, and essentially every aspect of a Muslim revolves around tawakkul. And that's why it's so important to understand what it means and how it applies in our daily lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah At-Talaq, after A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Whoever has taqwa, as we mentioned in yesterday's halqa, whoever has taqwa, meaning that whoever before taking an action knows the hukm of Allah and acts based on the commands and prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the correct intention, Allah will give him a way out of all of his troubles and will give him his wealth and his sustenance from places he never expected. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ, and whoever has tawakkul on Allah, whoever puts his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ, Allah is enough for him. Allah Azza wa Jalla tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. After you've done your research and made your decision, إِذَا عَزَمْتَ, you've made your final decision and you've determined that you're going to do it, then put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Tawakkul means, in Arabic language, there's a number of meanings, but generally it revolves around delegating responsibility to something or putting your trust in something. This is the meaning of tawakkul, which is to put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what exactly does that mean? Essentially, there's three areas in life that we become confused with regards to how tawakkul works. The first one is when there's a conflict between a ruling of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a command for us to do something, and the reality that we're facing. A good example of this is that where a person is working and he needs to go to Salat al-Jum'ah, and his job does not allow him to go to Salat al-Jum'ah. What does that person do? Does he leave his job and put his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he might lose his job? Or does he disobey Allah azza wa jal and, you know, take the reality into account? How does this work? What does tawakkul teach us in how to deal with this particular situation? Other situations include danger. So the first one is conflict, where you have to make a difficult decision between one thing or another. Another one was where you have to make a decision to put yourself in danger sometimes. You have to speak the truth. Or you have to put yourself in a position where people might not like you for what you have to say. Where does tawakkul fall into this? Should I stand up and maybe lose people's love for me? Should I lose all these talks that I give around the world in these big conferences? Should I lose my place with my family or whatever else it may be? Should I speak the truth when truth needs to be spoken? Or should I maybe compromise a little bit? What does tawakkul teach us on how to deal with this particular situation? And tawakkul plays a role in everything else in our lives, where before taking an action, when setting up a business, when driving to work, when getting up in the morning and planning out your day, every single element of our lives has an element of tawakkul in it, because Allah Azza wa Jal controls so much of what we don't control. He has dominance over all of the seen and the unseen. And so there needs to be a clarity to understand at what point are we responsible for putting in maximum effort. Because the biggest issue with the issue of tawakkul is sometimes people will not do enough and say, oh, Allah will take care of it. They will say that this is a guaranteed thing. Allah has promised us nasr. Allah has promised me this. Or Allah has guaranteed our rizq. Or death is going to happen anyways. So how exactly? Does that mean you can jump off a cliff? Does that mean you can just go sit on the side of the street and wait for money to come to you? How does tawakkul function in this particular reality? And by achieving clarity on the topic of tawakkul, it creates a very strong Islamic personality that's very clear and very, very capable of organizing things and understanding the world around them properly, knowing how to build things and put in the maximum effort and putting our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the same time. So you don't just say, oh, I have no trust in Allah, you just need to do everything yourself, where people, they say, I control my own destiny, or people who just put their trust in, they just say, oh, I trust Allah, and essentially they don't do anything at all. This balance has to be understood. This balance is understood from something very simple in the world around us. And that is in the fact that there are things in this world we control, and there are things in this world we don't control. The things that we don't control are essentially two types. Events that take place around the universe that we have nothing to do with. Whether it's the moon floating around the earth, or the earth floating around the sun, or the clouds floating, or the grass growing, or the rivers flowing, and so on and so forth. All these things that take place in terms of the system of the universe that humans have no involvement in, these are things we don't control. The second type of thing that we don't control are things that we're involved in. We generally call these accidents, where basically you're walking along the street and you trip and hurt your leg. Or you're driving and you end up getting into an accident. Or you're talking and you're using your hands like an Italian, and then you just knock over a glass of water and it spills on the table. And so on. Things where a human being is involved, but we still couldn't control it. And the evidence that we don't control it is that if we could control it, it would never happen. We would stop it. But no matter how much we plan and we're careful, in the end, we still don't control the end result. And these are the things that we don't control. As for the things that we do control, these are things that are in our everyday lives. Essentially, it's all the things that we have control over that don't fall into the first category of things that we don't control. These are things such as what you're going to eat, where you're going to work, how you fail your day, what you decide to say. Essentially, it's your actions and your intentions, what you choose as your actions and your intentions. Once these two things are made very clear, and really, we do need to take some time to look around the world and ask ourselves, what is it that I control and what is it that I don't control? When you look at your actions, there's a lot of things that you do control. Like I said, your intentions and your actions and your daily choices and what you wear and who you associate yourself with and so on. These are the things that fall under the realm of yesterday's halqa, which is taqwa. Taqwa means before taking an action within the realm of what you control, before taking an action, knowing the hukm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and having the correct intention, and then using the materials around you, science, technology, medicine, research, all these things, to the maximum ability that you can in order to create the best result that you possibly can based on what you control. The second part, which is what we don't control, which is where tawakkul comes in. Tawakkul, we have tawakkul on everything that we don't control. So whenever you take an action, let's say you want to set up a business, do you control the result, whether it's going to be a successful business or not? No. There are a lot of things that have to do with qada. Some people succeed, some people fail at the exact same business. And the same with almost everything else in life. We control our intentions and we control the initiation of our action, the continuation of the action, but there are so many variables that we don't control. And every variable that we don't control, it is something that falls under the realm of qada, which is what Allah Azza wa Jalla controls, what He dominates and He does not allow any control over. And these are the things where we have tawakkul. When we understand this, it creates a very clear personality within the Muslim, where whenever we approach an action, we check the hukum, we understand the reality as best we can, and we perfect our action. As Rasulullah ﷺ said, whoever amongst you takes an action, فَلْيُتْقِنْ, he should perfect the action. You should be a professional. You should be very precise at what you do. And therefore, when a believer goes to undertake an action, not only does he do it according to the guidance and the wisdom of Allah Azza wa Jal, the hukm of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he has the intention of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he uses the world that Allah Azza wa Jal created and Allah Azza wa Jal designed in the best possible way with the most advanced possible understanding of the world around us in order to achieve the best result that Allah, that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and is within the realm or within the limits of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands. And everything that we don't control, anywhere along the way of our decision-making process and our building process and our planning and our attempting to complete the action, is all what Allah Azza wa Jal dominates in the area of what we call qada. And this is where we have tawakkul. We trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so when it comes to difficult decisions where we have a conflict between the hukm of Allah Azza wa Jal and the reality around us, what we have to recognize is if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us an excuse, then we can take the excuse. But if He has not given us an excuse, then what we do is we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we don't worry about what is going to happen. We put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He will give us a way out. Because remember the ayah in Surah At-Talaq that says, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever has taqwa, whoever obeys Allah Azza wa Jal and does what he is told from the commands and prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jal will give him a way out of his problems. So it's a promise that if you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be given a way out, no matter how difficult you think it is, and He will give you, if you lose your wealth, وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسَبُ, and He will give you your wealth from where you don't expect. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ, and while the person is acting based on taqwa, whoever has trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is enough. He is sufficient for you. You don't need anything else other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But having taqwa and having tawakkul are the elements that are required for this promise. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to be of the people of taqwa who act based on the commands and prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who have tawakkul, who trust Allah azza wa jal, no matter what the result is. Whether we achieve the result we want or we don't, in the end, we trust the wisdom of Allah azza wa jal and we thank Him for whatever He gives us. May Allah azza wa jal make us from amongst the muttaqoon and the mutawakkilun. Jazakum Allah khair. Inshallah, we'll see you tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.